glad to have you with us here on the program today. This is Retire with TriFound, Megan Mozak, alongside Justin Pippert. Always a pleasure to be with Justin. We talk about retirement planning here on the show. If that's on your mind, retiring successfully, you are in the right place. That's what the team at TriFound strives to do, help you retire successfully. Justin, great to be back with you today.
It's great to be here, Megan. Thank you.
I want to give your phone number for those listening. Maybe you're already thinking about retirement. You've started to put a plan together. I want you to know right off the bat, Justin does offer a complimentary second opinion service, and we'll be telling you about that throughout the program today, how to take advantage. You can call the number if you'd like a second set of eyes on your plan, 866-466-1099. That's 866-466-1099. Now, Justin, I know, like me, you like to travel. And, you know, I took the kids to Washington, D.C. not too long ago, my husband and I. It was kind of fun to see the Capitol building, the Supreme Court building. And there's this theme, right? It kind of goes back to Greece, these pillars. There are pillars everywhere you go in our nation's capital. And they're such classic features of architecture. They're beautiful, but they're also very functional, right? If you knock one down, the whole structure could be in danger of toppling. That's really true of our retirement, right? We want to make sure we have strong pillars holding our plan in place. And there are some key pillars for our income plan in retirement. Justin, tell us what those four pillars are.
Oh, absolutely, Megan. Those four pillars to retirement are going to be protection, growth potential, income, and liquidity.
And when we talk about those four things, I know that not having any one of those could put some risk into our way, into our path to and through retirement. And you really are, at the end of the day, exposing yourself by not having a four-pillar retirement plan. Tell us about some of the risks that could come across our path if we don't have these pillars.
Well, absolutely, Megan. You know, if your retirement plan is sided towards, you know, one or two of these four pillars, you could be missing out on the other two or putting your plan at risk for a couple of different things. You know, protection is always very, very important in retirement because you want to have that. That pillar is essentially the strongest. We kind of associate protection and income together in the retirement plan because we want to make sure that the portion of our plan that we're drawing our income from is going to be the portion that is protected the most, so we don't have to worry about what's happening here, there, every other day in the market. So protection and income kind of go together, and then you can kind of almost lump growth potential and liquidity together in that we want to make sure that we have growth potential in our retirement plan, but I think it's very important to understand where your growth should come from in a retirement plan. And a lot of us out there think of our growth as coming from our bottom line. If I have $1 million, how much can I grow that? And how much, you know, when we talk to our financial people, we're always concerned with growth. And in the retirement plan in TriFound, growth is always great. We just might look at you a little bit differently, where we're always, as financial people, we want to grow your accounts. Don't get me wrong. That's a number one priority of ours. But I think it's important to understand where your growth comes from. So, and what I mean by that is, what types of accounts are we growing in retirement? So that's where we're going to break it down to things like your IRAs, your Roth IRAs, your non-qualifieds, and really understand what accounts we want to grow, because those are the accounts that we want to position more towards your legacy plan and the overall retirement plan as well, too. You know, I'll tell clients all of the time, if we grow your traditional IRA by 15% this year, did we really grow your overall wealth by 15%? The answer to that, Megan, is no, because traditional IRAs are taxable and we have to pay taxes whenever we take distributions from those traditional IRAs. And on the flip side of that coin, when we pass on that traditional IRA to our beneficiaries, if we have a 15% growth year again, we're probably pretty happy. But we didn't really grow the amount that goes on to your beneficiaries by 15% either, because they have to pay taxes on those funds too. So understanding where your growth comes from is very, very important, as well as making sure all of those pillars are kind of built in the same direction, you know, and holding each other steady so that you have the overall income, but also understanding where your growth is coming from so you can be efficient in retirement really too.
So key. I'm glad we're talking about income. It is such a foundational piece. I know talking about foundation kind of fits in with talking about pillars. We have a bit of an architectural theme going on here in our show today, but there are some parallels, right, to building a financial plan, to having a great blueprint for your home. If our listeners have ever built a home or even a shed for that matter, you know how important it is to have a plan, have a foundation, have those pillars. Income in retirement does act as that foundational piece. You always say, Justin, if there's no income, well, really, there's no retirement, which is a really good point. So, Justin, having said that, knowing income is so important, how can people find out more about ways they can strengthen their income position in retirement?
Well, absolutely, Megan. We actually have a guide on retirewithtrifound.com. It's actually called Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? And it's a great guide to give you some insight into if you're close to retirement, how you're going to cover your expenses, if your taxes are going to go up. That's always a big question. Anytime somebody goes into retirement, traditionally, we think taxes are going to go down. In today's day and age, that's not so much the case. How long is your money going to last? One of the biggest things that we cover with clients is making sure that even if you live to be 120, you're never going to run out of money. So we have a great guide for you to download on retirewithtrifound.com. It's a great read on how long your money will last you in retirement.
So again, go to that website, retirewithtrifound.com/money. That's M-O-N-E-Y, retirewithtrifound.com/money. Terrific resource. Okay, we've identified these four pillars, Justin: protection, growth potential, income, and liquidity. Now, those four are pretty diverse goals, I have to say. How can you create one retirement income plan that addresses all four of those?
Well, they are very different goals, Megan, and it's actually pretty easy. You know, we talk about it all the time on the show and splitting up your money into different buckets or different pillars as we're talking about today, but it's really using the appropriate financial vehicles to accomplish these goals and not one financial vehicle, I think it's safe to say, can accomplish all of those goals at once. And we've always heard, too, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. So being diverse in the retirement plan is very important, and understanding the different types of products that are out there, not only for protection and income, are completely different than the types of products that are out there for liquidity and growth potential. And so when we're coming up with these plans, Megan, we're really understanding it's very, very important the way that we do our planning at TriFound from a holistic approach to first and foremost understand the client's goals, what they want to accomplish, what they're comfortable with as far as income and retirement. And after we understand those goals, after we go through our philosophy meeting or our first meeting with a client, we truly understand what building blocks we're going to use or what foundation we're going to use in building that retirement plan. And it's different for everybody. There's no cookie cutter answer, no silver bullet to the retirement plan. If there was, you know, we'd save your time every week on the show and just tell you what that answer was. But it truly is different for everybody because everybody has a different risk tolerance. Everybody has, you know, a different budget that they're trying to hit on a monthly basis. And so understanding that we're going to have different buckets of money, and that's good because that means we're diverse in the retirement plan. We're going to have a section that is built off just for income. And that section might be in something like an annuity, you know, bonds, real estate, could be in anything that's going to be something that's going to be guaranteed to pay you on a monthly basis so you don't have to worry about it. And then we might have a section that is built for growth and you know, earning potential. And that one, that could be a little bit more risky. If, you know, if that's not your game, it doesn't have to be more risky, but it's going to be, each plan is different. I think that's the important thing to understand. And that when we do meet with clients and start our planning process, we truly aren't trying to sell you just a product. We want to understand what your goals are in retirement. We're going to build a plan around that. And as we were talking about, Megan, income is just one of the things that goes into a full retirement plan. And we actually have a great challenge for you listeners on our website, retirewithtrifound.com/list. We have a checklist challenge that will ask you the tough questions that you need to know the answers to make sure that your retirement plan is successful. So find out where you are today. Go to retirewithtrifound.com/list to get your checklist today.
And we are so glad that you're here on the show with us today. That is a terrific resource, understanding where you stand. That checklist is a great reference point. And if you feel like you're not quite where you want to be, where you need to be, all the more reason to get with Justin and the team at Trifound Financial. 866-466-1099 is the number. Justin, as we're talking about these four pillars in retirement, how important they are to any retirement income plan, where do you start? Which of the four pillars is first when building out a plan?
That's a good question, Megan. And any of our clients with Trifound will know the answer to this one 100%. It's starting with you, the client. And if anybody's seen me in my presentations, I love to draw on the board. I'm a visual person. So I actually draw notes for all of my client meetings for the client, not only for the client, but for myself too. And the first thing that I circle on the board when we sit down and meet is you, the client, because we're going to start with the income and making sure that if we can do our job there, all of the other stuff is going to come into fruition so much easier. And what I mean by that, Megan, is if we're able to hit your budget and make sure that your feet never hit the ground in retirement, all of the financial planning, the estate planning kind of just follows along with it. So the income pillar of these four pillars is definitely the one that we start with, because I think we have to understand what our spending budget is or what our spending plan is before we can do any of the other financial planning. Because in reality, most of the clients that we have been financial planning and saving for retirement for 30 plus years. So they know how to financially plan and save and get to a spot where they can retire. Now we have to show them how they can retire, and we have to lay the groundwork for them to be able to actually go into retirement and not have to worry about where their income is coming from. That's the biggest step, and that's the biggest thing that anybody's worried about when they do go into retirement. So the income portion of that retirement is by far the most important. That being said, making sure that that income is on a guaranteed basis so that you don't have to worry about what happens in the market today, tomorrow, this year, next year, or whenever is very important as well. When we do these plans with our clients, we're making sure that if they live to be 120, they're not going to have to worry about running out of income. That being said, all the other pillars are still very important. I just think that the income portion, Megan, is by far the most important, because if we don't understand income, it's very hard to do all of the other planning. So if you're close to retirement, I want to congratulate you. All that hard work and saving you did for all of these years, we have a great resource on our website for you, retirewithtrifound.com/money. It's a guide to let you know if your money will last as long as you do, and it's going to kind of lay the groundwork for our financial planning that we do with our clients. Great resource for you. Go ahead and grab yours today. The website is retirewithtrifound.com/money.
And we will be back with Justin Pippert. You're listening to Retire with Trifound.
Will your money go the distance in retirement? You can find out with a free guide from Justin today. Get your copy at retirewithtrifound.com/money. That's retirewithtrifound.com/money.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. At Trifound Financial, we have a complimentary guide to show how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. To get it, go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms, and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. At Trifound Financial, our mission is to show you strategies to help make your retirement income more tax-efficient and ways to potentially lower your future tax bill. Find out how with our complimentary guide. Get it today at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax. Insurance services provided by Trifound Financial. Firm does not provide tax advice.
Get the most out of your Social Security benefits by downloading Justin's free Social Security report now at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Glad to be here with Justin Pippert of Trifound Financial. I'm Megan Mozak, and this is Retire with Trifound. If retirement is on your mind, if you're needing some assistance, maybe a guide to help you get to and through retirement, well, you are in the right place. This is our focus week in and week out. The team at Trifound, they love to help you achieve your ideal retirement. That's what it's all about. You've been working so hard, you deserve to have a great retirement. The number at TriFound is 866-466-1099. And Justin has some great resources he wants to put in your hands. We're going to tell you how to do that throughout the show today. 866-466-1099. Justin, we talked about those four pillars that you need for a sturdy retirement. They were protection, growth potential, income, and liquidity. And if you knock one of those pillars down, it can really impact your retirement. I want to talk about protection in an income plan. What exactly are we protecting our money from?
Well, essentially, probably what most of us think about, Megan, when we think about protecting our money is protecting it from the unknown and taking or risk or taking losses or things like that. So protection to most of us is going to mean protection from volatility in the market and the uncertainty of the market maybe in, from time to time. And protection to us is, it does include that, but it also includes things like protecting from paying too much in taxes or protecting from liabilities within the estate. So protecting our money to TriFound or anybody at our company is going to mean protecting from all of the different liabilities that can lay out there for a retirement plan, which is not only, it includes protecting from, you know, risk and market volatility and losses according to what the client's risk tolerance is, but it also means protecting from taxes, protecting from liabilities in the estate plan. That could even be, you know, things like probate, long-term care, legacy planning for transitioning those assets onto the next generation. So when we talk about protection with our clients, we're covering a very, very broad window of different things that are out there that we have to protect our clients from. And we have the resources to be able to protect all of our clients from all these different things. That's why we have the team here at TriFound that all of our clients work with. And we have the financial people, the CPAs, and the attorneys that work with all of our clients to make sure that we are protecting their money in all of those areas in retirement.
So key. And I know that one of the issues on so many people's minds when it comes to protecting income is taxes. And you've said repeatedly on the show, Justin, and this is a sometimes I think a real wake-up call. You've said that taxes can sometimes be your largest expense in retirement. The good news is there's a way to get out in front of that. How do we protect our savings from paying too much in taxes? Nobody wants to do that.
Exactly, Megan. And you know, it's a very common misunderstanding or a very common misconception in retirement is that when we do retire, our tax brackets go down. And from what I've seen in my experience, that's not always the case because what happens is we've been working 40, 50, 60 hours a week while we're saving up for retirement and we're saving as much as we can. And then when we retire, we have 7 days a week to go do things. And typically, the more time you have to go do things, time is money in that instance. So a lot of times you'll actually start spending more those first few years in retirement because you have all that time on your hands. You don't necessarily know how to manage that time the greatest either because it's a new thing to you. So you start spending more money and that's fine. And when we do plan for retirement, those are things that we plan for because what happens is you're going to spend more early on in retirement. And then as retirement goes on and you get into the latter stages in life, you tend to spend a little bit less. So it kind of evens itself out. As far as taxes go, we're talking about the breakdown of things like your traditional IRAs, your Roth IRAs, your non-qualified monies. And what we want to do is make sure that we're utilizing all types of those accounts to make sure that you're paying the least amount of taxes as possible. If you're listening to the show and you have friends saying that they're doing Roth conversions or different things to help with taxation in retirement, that's a good thing. Roth conversions aren't necessarily for everybody, but that's what a lot of people are doing because of the tax benefits of it. And that's why we have CPAs and a whole tax department within TriFound that actually helps each one of our clients come up with not only the financial plan, but also the tax plan to complement it to make sure we're being as tax efficient as possible. And we won't even get in, Megan, to the overall taxation on the estate when we talk about passing on of our assets to the next generation. That's going to be a different topic for a completely different show because it requires quite a bit of explanation. And we actually have a great resource on our website. Are you paying too much taxes in retirement? You can visit our website. It is retirewithtrifound.com/tax. It's going to be a great guide to helping you understand if your retirement plan is tax efficient. Again, just a great resource on our website. We have a lot of resources on there. retirewithtrifound.com/tax. Get your guide today and find out if you're paying too much taxes in retirement.
It really is a terrific resource. This is a thing you can actually get out in front of, right? You can get a tax efficient plan for retirement. So you want to get your hands on this guide from Justin and the team at Trifound Financial. This is your very own guide to understanding how you can avoid paying too much taxes in retirement. Get your guide today. Go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's retirewithtrifound.com/TAX. And we are glad that you're here on our show today. We're joined by Justin Pipper talking about the four pillars of retirement. And those are protection, growth potential, income, and liquidity. Healthcare costs, boy, those are going up. Justin, we track this regularly. And those can deplete your savings pretty quickly, especially in the case of an emergency. How are you helping your clients prepare properly for all those healthcare costs in retirement?
Well, Megan, I'm no expert on healthcare, but I will let all of our listeners know that we do have healthcare specialists here at Trifound that can help you navigate through healthcare costs, healthcare plans, prescription drug plans, A to Z. We've got you covered here at Trifound. Healthcare costs, we've said it on the show, Megan, are on the rise. On average, the average person will spend $295,000 on healthcare in retirement. Now, I don't know about you, but it doesn't matter if I have $500,000 or $5 million, almost $300,000 of it going to healthcare over my lifetime in retirement is a lot. So my biggest question as, somebody that would be going into retirement is, how can I protect against that? How can I navigate through that? And my answer to you is there's a lot of ways that we can help protect your estate or your retirement plan from those healthcare costs. And we're not just talking about like your doctor visits and things like that. We're talking about major things, worst case scenarios. We tell our clients all the time, it's our job to prepare you for a worst case scenario. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, but when we're talking about worst case scenarios, Megan, we're talking about things like assisted living. We're talking about in-home care or full-blown nursing home care. And there are different ways, not only on the financial side that we can protect and help against those expenses, but there are also ways that the attorneys and the estate plan can protect and help against those expenses too. So if you're out there and you're retired already and you don't have any of these provisions in place, or you don't have a legal plan that helps protect against long-term care, or you haven't addressed it with your financial advisor yet, I urge you to give us a call here at Trifound. And maybe even it's just a simple phone conversation with myself to talk about what you have in place and what your concerns are, and we can help you through that. I think it's important for our listeners to know, Megan, that we don't charge fees for any of our meetings. We're an educational company. We want to teach you. We want to give you information to help you along the way. And our number here is 866-466-1099. Whether it's a quick phone call with myself or even a Zoom meeting, or an in-person meeting here in our office in Fort Myers. We're happy to help you any way that you can. If you have questions about how to protect yourself from healthcare in your retirement plan, give us a call here at Trifound, 866-466-1099.
So glad to have you here on the program. I'm glad you pointed that out, that your services are complimentary, Justin. So if someone wants to come in and maybe they've got the beginnings of a plan already, but they want to talk to you about it, they want you to take a look, Justin and the team do offer a second opinion service, and that service is completely complimentary. There's no obligation. And I don't know about you, Justin, but whether it's my health or car repairs, second opinions can be pretty huge, pretty important, and definitely when we're talking about your retirement. So get that second opinion service from the team at Trifound. Justin would love to help you. 866-466-1099. Justin, I want to talk about growth potential, because obviously money, income, that's essential in retirement, and there's always a possibility you're going to need more of it. Immediately, I think our minds go straight to our investments, but is there a way right now to potentially grow our money without having to rely on investments in the markets?
Absolutely, Megan. There's a million different financial vehicles out there that we can invest in. You know, could be things as simple as CDs or fixed accounts, could be indexed accounts, could be securities. I mean, it could be a lot of different things that anybody can invest in out there. There are a lot of things. When we think about growth, we always go straight to our investments. And as we said earlier in the show, we as financial people always think about growth coming from our investments and how much can I grow my money. And I think a lot of us get tunnel vision when we think about that growth. Don't get me wrong. The growth is great. We should always want to grow our money. But understanding that growth, especially in retirement, is key. We're talking about taxes right now. We're talking about estate planning, healthcare costs. And so the growth is great, but if we don't have a full comprehensive plan to protect ourselves from healthcare costs or taxes and all these outliers that we have out there, then the growth doesn't really mean a whole lot. And there are different ways that we can grow our money and keep it safe. We always talk about different types of vehicles here on the show. Things like annuities give us a potential to grow our money, but not have that market risk involved with the things that come along with that growth. So they're a great vehicle that can be used for income. If income is not important to somebody, I would say that that's probably not a great vehicle for them to have and that we should look at other options. The important thing to know, I think here, Megan, is that we are independent here at TriFound, which means we have all the tools in the shed that are at our disposal to be able to use with each one of our clients. So we're not trying to sell you a specific product. We truly just want to understand what your goals are, and we will pair the financial products that coincide with what your goals are and what you want to have happen in retirement. So we're talking about investments, Megan. I want to bring up a great resource that we have on retirewithtrifound.com. It is a guide that is going to help you understand, will a recession rob your retirement? A recession can rob you of your retirement savings if it's not properly built. You know, so we here at TriFound have a guide that's complete with the four things that you should check right now. If you want to know what they are, just visit our website, retirewithtrifound.com/protect for your free copy. That is retirewithtrifound.com/protect. Don't wait until the next recession. Plan now. Always being proactive in our retirement planning is always going to be better for any of us than reactive planning. So visit our website, download that guide, find out if a recession will rob your retirement. Again, that's retirewithtrifound.com/protect.
And we will be back with Justin Pippert. You're listening to Retire with TriFound.
Go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax to find out how to build a tax-efficient retirement plan. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. Worked hard and saved, watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be just fine, but you still don't feel confident. At TriFound Financial, we have a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take our checklist challenge. If you could check all the boxes on this list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, TriFound Financial can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the complimentary checklist, go to retirewithtrifound.com/list. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today at retirewithtrifound.com/list. That's retirewithtrifound.com/list. Firm provides insurance services. Securities offered through TriFound Advisory, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Could you end up paying too much in taxes when you retire? Find out by getting Justin's free guide at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax.
Glad to be here with Justin Pippert from TriFound Financial. We're so pleased you're spending some of your day with us today. I want to give you the number there at TriFound. If you have questions about your retirement, if you're worried about taxes, inflation, if your money will last, sometimes you just want to know, will I be okay? That's a fair question to ask. The good news is the team at TriFound, they can help you get some answers. 866-466-1099. That's the number if you want to reach out to Justin and the team. 866-466-1099. We've been talking about what you need for a secure and sturdy retirement. Turns out you need four things. Do you have these four? Protection, growth potential, income, and liquidity. But first, you need that income, Justin. That's the foundation. Where are people getting their income from in retirement these days?
Well, Megan, in these days, people are getting their income in retirement from multiple different areas. I think it's a lot more, you know, we think about retirement, it's a lot more complicated now, essentially, maybe than it used to be. And what I'm speaking to there is being from, you know, the Midwest and Michigan and part of my family working in the automotive industry, it was very, very common for, you know, you work for 30 years, you put your time in, and when you retire, you get a pension. And a lot of companies have gone, most companies have gone away from that now. And what they've essentially done is started up 401k programs for their employees and made the employee responsible for saving for retirement rather than just putting in their time and getting a pension. So most of us out there today, when we retire, are going to get our income from a couple of different places. We might have a pension if we're lucky enough to have that. That's great. We're all going to have Social Security that we file for and collect on a monthly basis. And a lot of us are going to have our 401ks or our IRAs and our savings that we saved up for all of those years in retirement that when we retire, we're going to have to rely on to provide us or supplement our Social Security income and the other forms of income that we have so that we can meet our lifestyle. So understanding that pillar for income and how pivotal it is to retirement nowadays, because we can't just depend on a pension and things like that, is very, very important.
Justin, when we talk about income, I think it's very, very easy to go immediately to Social Security because this is so foundational for very, very many of us out there. We're going to use that Social Security income as a portion of our income in retirement. Is there a way to maximize our benefits, though?
Absolutely there is, Megan. You know, the days of having Social Security and living solely off of Social Security, I think are long gone for most of us. But that Social Security income is something that we've been paying into our whole lives. We're all entitled to it. So we want to make sure that we actually get the most out of Social Security that we can. And I will tell you, there's a lot of different benefits out there for everybody, whether it's spousal benefits or, you know, understanding the Social Security roll-up and the increase each year or when your maximum retirement age is, what the pros and cons to, you know, taking Social Security early at maybe 62 are as opposed to waiting until, you know, 65, 66, or even 70. And not to mention the timing on Social Security that's so important. But also just, like I said, understanding the benefits too. So we actually have a great resource on our website, retirewithtrifound.com/security. You've spent your entire life working and paying into Social Security. We want to make sure that you get the most out of it. So we have a guide that will help you understand your Social Security benefits. It's our Social Security report. You can get it at retirewithtrifound.com/security. It's on our website and ready for you to grab and get informed about Social Security. And if you have other questions about Social Security as well, you can request an appointment with myself. You can give us a call here at TriFound 2, 866-466-1099. We'll be happy to help you go through that report and understand it.
So glad to have you with us. That report is fantastic. If you're wondering about Social Security, and listen, there are hundreds of ways to claim your benefits. You want to make sure you're claiming them for your situation, the very best way. You want to maximize your benefit and make sure you're making the right decision for you. So get that guide today from Justin and the team. Again, it's retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's SECURITY. retirewithtrifound.com/security. Justin, Social Security is typically, in a majority of cases, not enough to fund a retirement. And if you don't have a pension, and maybe you just have some savings, how do you supplement retirement income these days?
Well, Megan, most of us, like we said earlier in the show, don't have the option to have a pension when they retire. So most companies have gone to a 401k that the employee is responsible for saving it, and maybe we get a match, which is great, from our employer that helps us along that way in retirement savings. And when we retire, we have this 401k that we've been putting money into, or 401ks if we've had multiple jobs over the course of our working career. And now we retire and we have to do something with them because they're not, we're not part of the employee plan anymore. So typically we roll them into IRAs. And there are plenty of options out there for clients and consumers that want to provide themselves an income in retirement. And there are options that are going to scale all the way from risky to very, very safe and anything in between. And one of the things that we like to talk about here on the show are we get a lot of questions on income and retirement. And we were just talking about pensions and we get a lot of questions about the different financial products. So I wanted to take a minute to talk about annuities, because if you have a pension from your workplace or whether you work for the federal government or whatnot, that pension is actually in the form of an annuity. That's what happens when you are paying into that pension plan. It's essentially the money that you're paying into it is going into an annuity. And when you retire, they pay you that money back out. An annuity is actually a guaranteed way to provide yourself income in retirement. And there are actually a lot of companies out there now that will provide that income on a monthly basis for your lifetime or your spouse's lifetime, no matter how long you live. So when we think about inflation and life expectancy on the rise, these products can be very good in that they will pay us for as long as we live, even if it's to age 110. We don't have to worry about where our income is coming from. We don't have to worry about what the market's doing on a daily basis or taking a loss. So they can be very, very good vehicles to lay the foundation for that protection or that income pillar within our retirement to make sure that we don't have any bumps along the road.
Justin, we've been talking about the four pillars in retirement. That fourth pillar, we can't forget it because it's important, and it's liquidity. Why do we need to have access to our money as part of our retirement plan?
That's a very good question, Megan. And liquidity is so important because we can control what we can control. We don't know the unknown. And so we want to have liquidity for those, you know, detours, for lack of a better term, that come up in retirement. So the emergencies, you know, needing to buy a new car, putting a roof on the house, you know, whatever it may be, the unexpected expenses that come up on a yearly basis, or hopefully not a yearly basis, but come up from time to time, we have to have liquidity within our plan to be able to cover those types of expenses. So, you know, liquidity is something that a lot of us are, we all know what liquidity means, and it's being able to have access to your money. And liquidity is even more important in today's day and age because we all know what we've gone through recently with a pandemic and things like that in the past years. So having liquidity and having that emergency fund or that liquid money that we can get at whenever we need for those unexpected expenses is more important now than it really ever has been, Megan.
And what about having an emergency fund? I think this is something we hear about when we're working, right? But do we need one in retirement as well?
Absolutely. We have to have an emergency fund, and we have to have part of our retirement savings be liquid so that we have that buffer to get us through in case a worst case scenario happens. So, you know, I always get the question, Megan, how much of my retirement savings should I have liquid, or how much should I have in my emergency fund? And I think, you know, it's going to be different for everybody. And when we talk to clients, it's always a comfort level. You know, what are you comfortable with having liquid, or what are you comfortable with in your emergency fund? And, you know, a general rule of thumb to go by is if you have 6 to 8 months worth of expenses in an emergency fund or in liquid funds that are readily accessible to you, that's in general, a good rule of thumb to follow. Some people are going to want more. And there's no right or wrong answer to it. If you prefer more, that's fine, up to a certain point. But in general, Megan, I would say 6 to 8 months worth of expenses, and we in that emergency fund, it is essential to have.
So recapping these four pillars for us, Justin, tell us what they are, why we need them, and how we can get them.
Absolutely, Megan. So the four pillars that we talked about today were protection, growth potential, income, and liquidity. And we've went over throughout the show why all of them are important. Protection, so that we don't have any unexpected bumps in retirement, so that we don't outlive our money. Growth potential, so that we can make sure that we're putting our money to work for us and earning something and making sure that we're making our money last. Income, making sure that we're understanding what our income goals are. to make sure that we can travel, do whatever we want to, and retire so that your feet never hit the ground. And liquidity is that emergency fund for us when those unexpected expenses come up. And we actually have a great tool on our website. It's actually called our Checklist Challenge. And you can get it by going to our website, retirewithtrifound.com/list. It's our checklist challenge. It will give you an idea of where you're at today, how your retirement plan is doing, and if you could improve on anything. You know, it gives you a general idea of how things are going, and it can be hard to know if we're on track for retirement. So this is a great organizer tool that will help you get on track. And if you're not on track, you can meet with us here at TriFound, and we're happy to help you get on track or answer any questions that you have. So again, retirewithtrifound.com/list to do that checklist challenge. And our number here at TriFound is 866-466-1099. We'll help you with any questions that you have.
And we will be back. There's much more Retire with TriFound with Justin Pippert straight ahead.
Could a recession rob you of your retirement dreams? Find out today with Justin's free guide. Get it now at retirewithtrifound.com/protect. That's retirewithtrifound.com/protect.
Social Security. You've spent your entire working life paying into it, so don't you want to get the most out of it? Squeezing it for all it's worth. Justin Pippert and the team at TriFound Financial can show you ways to do that with their complimentary Social Security report. It's a great first step to learn how your Social Security benefits can play a role in your overall retirement income plan, especially because the Social Security Administration isn't able to give advice. It's different for everyone, and there are a lot of factors that go into knowing exactly how to maximize your benefits. But based on the decision you make, you could end up with tens of thousands of extra dollars in retirement simply by being informed. Download this complimentary Social Security report from Justin Pippert at TriFound Financial at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Our firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
1985, that's the year we went back to the future for the first time. And 35 years later, we're going back to 1985 here in our retirement time machine. Justin, Back to the Future, that was a good one. It's a classic. You know, I showed it to my kids not too long ago. They loved it. They loved Marty McFly. Remember him?
Absolutely, Megan. Classic movie. If you haven't seen Back to the Future, I'll plug it for us today here on the show. You have to see it.
Yeah, indeed. Michael J. Fox, he starred in it. And can you believe he's 59? He's actually at the age where he can start withdrawing from his retirement accounts. You know, he really should be doing some planning. Maybe he should call you, Justin.
That'd be great. You know what, Marty? I'll guarantee you a meeting with myself any day. If you're out there listening, give us a call here at TriFound. We'd be glad to help you.
Indeed. You know, it's hard to believe it's been 35 years since the year 1985. Hard to believe, Justin, it's been all those years since the first Live Aid concert. Calvin and Hobbes, that comic strip, debuted in newspapers. And get this, Michael Jordan was named Rookie of the Year in the NBA. I'll tell you what. It feels in a way like 1985 was just yesterday, but when you think Michael Jordan was Rookie of the Year, it really kind of takes you back. And then it was the first time American ears heard this. Of course, we all know that's from Super Mario Brothers. They're still popular even today. And I want to take a look at some of the financial figures from 1985, Justin. The Dow ended the year at 1546. It only cost $2.75 to go to the movies. And if you wanted to mail a letter, a stamp was just 22 cents. Kind of crazy. Now, Justin, dare I ask if you remember anything about 1985? Where were you? What were you doing?
Well, Megan, 1985 was right before that I was thought about and brought into this world. So I don't necessarily remember all that much of it. Being in my mid-30s, you missed me by about a year here in 1985.
Okay. Well, your parents can certainly remember walking into a bank if they wanted to get a mortgage back then, and they would get a double-digit interest rate in 1985. Double digits. And a lot of people who are close to retiring today, they probably were buying houses back in 1985. But with rates as low as they are now, do you think buying a home in retirement, maybe a vacation home, do you think that's a bad idea, a good idea? Are people asking you about that these days?
You know, I do get that question a lot. And it doesn't even have to pertain to buying a vacation home. But in the past month, Megan, I've probably had 4 or 5 conversations with clients that wanted to upgrade their house or move to a different area to be closer to family. And I actually just had a client that is here in Southwest Florida in Fort Myers, and their children live out in Texas. And they drove all the way to Texas to look at a couple houses and put an offer in on one, sold their house in less than 24 hours. And so that the real estate world right now is crazy. And it is a question that I get a lot. And, you know, like you said, if you think back to, you know, 1985, mortgage rates at 11.5%, you know, if that was the case today, that's not even something that we would think about, and having a mortgage in retirement at 11.5%. That's just hard to understand in today's rates, right? And you know, your common interest rate right now is 3% and under for mortgage rates. And so when we look at that, I mean, completely different ballgame. And the way that rates are right now, no, it's not a bad thing to have a mortgage in retirement. Because guess what? If we're terrible at investments, you know, we can get 3% or more in fixed rates, which is going to beat what your mortgage rate is. So, you know, absolutely not. It's just a completely different landscape that we're dealing with right now, with mortgage rates and interest rates being so low. And the answer to you out there is, if you're wondering about, you know, selling your home and upgrading and whether you should just pay cash for it or take out a mortgage isn't necessarily a bad thing to have right now, because we're using their money at such a low rate. And of course, Megan, you know, all of the questions that hover around selling property or real estate, etc., always come back to taxes. And if I sell my house, how much in taxes am I going to have to pay in gains on that house? And if I purchase a new house, what does that look like? So we actually have a great resource on our website for clients to take advantage of. And it is, are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? And it's a great guide to help you understand if you're paying too much in taxes and how you can pay less in taxes. And it's on our website at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. Again, a great guide, a great resource to help you understand if you're paying too much in taxes and how you can be more tax efficient in retirement. The website again is retirewithtrifound.com/tax.
Justin, we're in our time machine today. We've headed back to the year 1985. I think looking back and taking inventory of what life was like then can really shed some light on what life is like now for retirees, for those getting ready to retire, those in retirement. And if you started your career back in 1985 and you're listening to us today, well, you're probably starting to seriously think about retirement, because working for 35, 36 years, that's a long time. But it's also a long time to be retired. Having a retirement that lasts several decades, Justin, is actually becoming more commonplace. You tell us that all the time. So how do you plan for that?
Well, we plan for it, Megan, by plan for every client to live to be 110 or 120. And the reality is, if we're able to set up our retirement plan around having that longevity in retirement and accomplish that client's goals, then we have nothing to worry about along the way as far as, will your money last? Am I going to outlive my money? Because anytime that I, you know, sit down with somebody that is nearing retirement, let's say within the next year, 2 years, or 3 years, that's always the first question that we get asked as financial people. Do I have enough money to retire? You know, will I outlast my money? And I think the important thing for us to understand when we go through and come up with our retirement plans with clients is that we're planning for you to live to be 110 or 120. And you know what? The reality is most of us probably won't live that long. That's okay. We're going to make sure that whatever assets that you do have when that day comes are going to be passed on to your loved ones, your family members, your beneficiaries, and they're going to do it efficiently. But planning for that longevity in retirement, if we start the building blocks of our retirement plan for longevity and we design the plan around longevity, then living longer is not going to be an issue for any of us. So I think it's very important to design the retirement plan around those ideals so that we don't have to worry about if your money will last as long as you do. And for those of you out there that have that question, you know, will your money last as long as you do? We have a great resource for you on our website. It is actually a guide called Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? And, you know, you've worked hard all these years. We want to make sure that you are understanding how you're going to cover your expenses. If your taxes are going to go up, how long is your money going to last? Those are a couple questions that most of us might be thinking about. And this guide can be a great resource to shining some light on those questions that you have. And you can get that guide on retirewithtrifound.com/money, a great guide to answer those big questions that you have going into, or if you're recently in retirement, about your investments and how long your money will last. And if you've got the right plan in place, again, that website is retirewithtrifound.com/money.
Terrific resource. You're right. And that's a question on a lot of people's minds right now. So if you're listening today and you're not sure, maybe you've got a plan for retirement, but you really want to know, you want to be sure that your income is going to last in retirement, make plans to get that guide today. Again, go to retirewithtrifound.com/money. That's retirewithtrifound.com/money. We're talking about 1985, that year, 36 years ago. It's hard to believe, but a lot has changed and retirement itself has changed. Justin, I know as you've worked with couples over the years, you've seen that. How has retirement changed over the last 30 plus years?
Well, the landscape of retirement over the last 35 years, Megan, has changed drastically. And anybody out there that was working in 1985, and maybe your parents were retiring around that age, and now you're getting to retirement, you know that that landscape has changed drastically. We can go on about the different things that have changed, but, you know, very simply, things like company pensions in 1985 were very, very common for big companies, auto workers, government employees. And a lot of companies have gone away from that now. So, you know, a pension, if you get a pension now, it's almost considered you're one of the lucky ones, because most of us have gone to 401ks that we have to save in. And the responsibility is on us as the employee to make sure that we're saving for retirement. And what that means for us, as what that means for the consumer in general, is that you have to actively plan and manage your own retirement prior to even retiring. So you're responsible for saving and creating that nest egg along the way. And I think it's important to understand that just because you're not retiring yet also doesn't mean you shouldn't be talking to financial professionals that can help give you advice along the way so that you can get to retirement. You know, we do retirement planning here at TriFound, but I will tell you, not all of our clients are retired. We have clients that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way up through their 90s. And it's never too early to start retirement planning. So even if you have a 401k at work and you're not sure what to do with it, a lot of us will hear, oh, just put it in something and leave it. Don't touch it. Don't worry about it. When you go to retire, it'll be there. I will tell you that it's not going to hurt you to consult with a financial professional on what you should be investing that 401k in, how a financial institution can help you, how, you know, you can start retirement planning, even with us here at TriFound, even if you're in your 30s and 40s. It's never too early to start that plan. So even if you are just now working and you have questions about your 401k or whatever else is out there, we're educational here at TriFound. We want to make sure that we're helping you along the retirement path. So give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to answer whatever questions you have, whether it's a phone call with myself, or in-person meeting, or even a Zoom meeting. We can help you any way that whatever works best for you. We're happy to meet with you.
Justin, it's been a great show today. And of course, income, it's on a lot of people's minds in retirement. It's on a lot of people's minds getting up to that point of retirement. It's what we're all working so hard for, right? We're being diligent to save, and we want to make sure our money lasts. It's a big concern of a lot of people. Remind our listeners that resource that you have for them to find out how their money can last.
Absolutely, Megan. It's Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? It's a great resource to help you understand, will your money last in retirement? You can get it from our website, retirewithtrifound.com/money.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Trifound Financial, LLC, is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Trifound Financial, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.